File 003, the first night of the halacha learning of Sfiras Omer, Wednesday night, Tuf Pei Tes. Say the Tfilos Lel Sheni Shal Pesach, Sfiras Omer. B'Lel Sheni, the second night of Pesach, Achat Tfilos Arvis, after Ma'ariv, Maschilin List Bar HaOmer. Actually, counting Sfiras Omer, and Chutz La'aretz has a problem. Many people you may notice in the Haggadahs, there's a significant amount of people who have the minhag that the first night they go against the specific Hakpada of counting as early as possible once it's nightfall, and they count after the Seder. Because in Chutz La'aretz, counting Sfiras HaOmer is like a Tarti D'Sasrei, so to speak, with it being Yom Tov, because counting Sfiras HaOmer is you're making a bracha, and it's a declaration that today is Tet Zayin Nisan, and it doesn't make sense to make a bracha l'achilas matzah. So some people have the minig. It developed the minig based on certain achronim that you push off Sfira. No, it's based on this Tarti D'Sasrei. It's a Tarti D'Sasrei idea. I think it's Kabbalah also, rather. No, you're not supposed to.
Better
to do it at Ma'ariv. In fact, Bir Halacha wants to know why you don't do it before Ma'ariv, as we'll see in a moment. B'leil Sheni, Koisvu Ha'achronim, the Omer Ma'arovis Hashayach Liom Sheni. People used to say Piyutim. Piyutim in the morning it's called Yoitzris, and at night it's called Ma'arovis. When I grew up in the shul on the Lower East Side, we said all that stuff. And there was this huge machzer that the Chazan had. I think it was printed in Germany or something. I think because they had Yoitzris for the Shabbos after Pesach, for the second Shabbos after Pesach. Besides the regular Yoitzris in Ma'arovis, they had Yoitzris l'Shabbos achar Pesach, Yoitzris l'Shabbos sheni achar Pesach, Yoitzris. I'm not kidding. Then of course it would say Yoitzris for three Shabbos and before Shavuos. Yoitzris.
They
had Yoitzris for everything. What?
These
were poets who were tremendous goyim, and the weaving in of the poetry and chazal and medroshim and gemaras is mind boggling. If we would ever sit down, then the yeshiva, if we ever sat down to learn it, but then the
Art scroll doesn't,
I think. By Kinas they do a pretty good job. Not a bad job. By Slichas they do a pretty good job. Yoitzris fell into disuse because it's during a time when you're not allowed to be mafsik. So it became more of a hakpad on being mafsik. In Lakewood they still say it, at least when I was in Lakewood, they said it after Chazaras Hashatz. They said Yoitzris. I mean, some Yoitzris it's not appropriate to say after Chazaras Hashatz. The ones that are an integral part of the Birchas Kriya Shema and have the same themes as the particular bracha of Kriya Shema, or the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, the second bracha of Shmona Esrei, that they didn't say. But there's other ones that are stam, like, about the theme of whatever Shabbos it is. Anyway, so they used to say Ma'arovis, and Friday night you don't say Ma'arovis, because Friday night we're obviously unfamiliar with Ma'arovis, and then there's a chashash of Shemayate, a saner. When you're reading something unfamiliar, you're not supposed to really read something unfamiliar, but Or Haner. Everybody, right, there's always a Shemayate. And in case you think Shemayate, right, I once experienced Shemayate. There was a blackout in Muncie. There was a blackout late Friday afternoon, and you went to shul, and all the shuls, or many of the shuls, and the shul I was in particular, lit candles, because it was dark. As long as a blackout, so they lit candles and all the table and candles. And people are sitting there with their sudurim. And I said, wow, you're like, it's not that crazy, like you can do it. Like, you know, it's not light enough, it's not burning well, you go like that. So, Ma'ariv we're familiar with. Anything you're familiar with, there's basically no chashash HaMiyata. We assume you know it by heart, or you're not going to have trouble reading it. But Ma'arovis was not said on a Friday night. So what do you do the next night? Motzei Shabbos. It's 2 days Yom Tov. So you may notice from the Shir Shel Yom that we say in the Gra, whenever there's a Shabbos that takes over, so then we don't skip one. We say the next one. and it's the last one that loses out. So by my brothers, they said the one of the night before. If you have an old-fashioned machzor, not the newfangled machzor, but you have a good old-fashioned machzor from good old Hebrew publishing company, so they have my brothers, and then it says Kolbo. What? As my brothers. Sure, the good old Hebrew publishing had my brothers. So the first night's Shabbos, you don't say my brothers, but you say the first night's the second night. But Pesach, you don't. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Kosvo Achronim, that's the background to the Mishnah Berurah. When the first night of Pesach is Friday night, you still say the Marovis of the second night on the second night, because the second night's Marovis has a theme of Sfiras HaOmer. The Omer Marovis HaShayich Liyom Sheni, Afilu Chol Sheni B'Motzoi Shabbos, Avol Bidu B'Shori Chagim, Shechol Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Omer Marovis Shel Yom Rishon B'Leo Sheni. I told you, patterned after the Shur Shel Yom, Shiny Hocha, the Marovis, whom Indian shall sphere. So I'm saying, I grew up saying all this stuff, saying Yoitzu, saying Marovis. This is accepted in custom. When it was Friday night, they said the first nights, and Pesach, they taka said the second nights. Yakis, right. Achar Tfilas Arvis. I want to look at. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's learn the Mishnah Berurah first. After Ma'ir, the Koydim Aleinu, which is Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfard, or by Chasidim. I don't know where it comes from. Chasidim or Nusach Sfard. I noticed they say Sfira after Aleinu. Choma the Efshel Lagdumi Magdaminen. Presumably, you're davening Ma'ir at night. If you're not, and Chanami, this wouldn't hold true. But presumably you're davening Ma'ariv at night already, so certainly the earlier you say Sfira, the better you are. We're about to learn a Bir Halacha, why don't you say Sfira before Ma'ariv? Kedei she'yiskayim yoyser, ma'asher kosov tmimos tiyena. So although poshup shatn tmimos is from here to here, you know, 7 full weeks, but each day's counting should be as tamim as possible, which means at least l'chatchila, to count as early in the evening as possible. We'll see. The best is though to tie your sphera to something like Ma'ariv so that you won't forget. So if you always have a Ma'ariv 10:15, the Achronim say better to say sphera after your 10:15 Ma'ariv, although you're losing out on this Mila, because at least you're tying the sphera into something in a lesson that if you just say sphera in a vacuum, okay, it's Seisa Kochavim, time to say sphera. You're much more likely to forget, except if you set your watch. You could set your watch to ring at the Tzeisa Kochavim.
How does that make it to me when it's at the beginning?
It's the idea that each day should have a tumim count. You should have a full day included in that day's Sefira. If you count, let's say, at midnight, so you're not counting a full day because some of the day has passed by already when you've counted it. Look, if it would be a real chisaron tmimos, we'd stop making a bracha. It's a lachatchila fulfillment of tmimos. That each day should be full in the counting. The counting should include a full day. When you say today is the ninth day of the Omer. So the full day should be included in that count. When you say it in the beginning of the ninth, at the beginning of the night, so the full day is included in your counting. That's why it's only lechatchila.
It's not analogous in terms of
that's how the. What can I answer you? That's how the poskim understand the pasuk. The poskim understand the pasuk to have this shade of meaning also. It's not ma'akev b'di'evid. No one suggests, although the Bahag Shita is, if you miss a day, you don't count anymore, the Bahag Shita is, because it's not Tamimos anymore, you haven't counted each day. And this subtlety of Tamimos, no one suggests, ruins your counting. So it's a lechatchila. This shade of meaning is a lechatchila dikadim. There's a din by a chalitza shoe that The Gemara Darsha, the Pashtus Pasuk says it has to belong to the man. It has to belong to him. The Gemara Darsha, it doesn't have to belong to him. We've shown him on Mechadesh, it's a Chiddush, that Lechatchila, it should belong to him. Even though you're not dealing with a mitzvah, you're dealing with, if you darsha, it doesn't have to belong to him, so why should it have to belong to him? So the Rishonim say, since that's the simple meaning of the pasuk without the drasha, so there's an inyan to do that lechatchila. Doesn't mean the chalitza is only kosher b'di'evid, even though we defined a few weeks ago that b'di'evid really doesn't mean b'di'evid. B'di'evid really means lechatchila, but it's not the preferred way of doing it. That's all b'di'evid means. Okay, most of the time. Anyway, I'm showing you a source where really it's not even so, doesn't seem to make sense. Because it's a drasha. But the Rishonim say the simple meaning in the pasuk can create a lechatchila dikadin. It's a tremendous chiddush, so remember it. So here also, this subtlety of meaning creates a lechatchila dikadin. Okay.
So by Yibum, we should lechatchila call the son Al Shem Achim, because the simple meaning of the pasuk is Al Shem Achim.
The reason that's not true, please excuse me, because the Gemara says that's the case where Mikra is Yosem Yidei Pshuta. So it comes out that's not the simple meaning of the pasuk anymore. that's right, that's the Gemara says, that's the exception to the rule.
It has to be a Masorah that it's
Yotzei
Yidei.
The drasha is marbe that it doesn't have to be his shoe. But the simple meaning of the pasuk is his shoe. V'chol tzanalo. The chiddush of the Rishonim is that creates a lechatchila dikadin. It's a tremendous chiddush. It's a good yisod to remember. And it's also a shtickle. I say it in my drashas many times. There's such a thing called the simple meaning of the pasuk. After all is said and done, you have to look at a pasuk with like a the Rashbam. If you ever learn Rashbam on Chumash, much more than Rashi. Adrabba, they have tainus on the Rashbam, right? Like they have tainus. You could have the Rashbam is like, you know, you would read the Rashbam, you would think there's no mitzvah of tefillin, like an apikiros. He says poshup shatn the pasuk. What does it mean? Vayu lois al yotchot of those many nefer. Rashbam was a Pashtun and gives you, it's good to, you learn Rashbam, this is the simple meaning of the pasuk. The pasuk has a simple meaning also. Hashem didn't write words and then played tricks, you know, oh, there's Yud Gimel Midash, Atarana Darshas Bahan, to say, haha, you don't really know Pshat in the pasuk. There's a level of Pshat, then there's a level of Drasha. That's all, and you learn, okay, enough said, it's also, and that's a yisod you see in those Rishonim and Yevamos too. Because who would think that? Your darshan doesn't have to be a shoe. There's a level of pshat, and that creates a lechatchila dikadin. Anyway, getting back to tmimos. So don't feel so, it's not so funny if this nuance of meaning creates a lechatchila dikadin. Okay, let's go back to it. Let's look at the bir halacha. Achar tfilah sarvis. Kosov b'sefer mor uketzia. Petam the sofer and achar tfilah. Why aren't we sofer before tefillah? Why should we be sofer before tefillah, you might be asking. I told them, Shein Otadu, Otadu Koidem. So, I don't know, maybe you want to wait for Kriya Shema. Tefillah is the Rabbonon. Sfira might be the Oraisa. On the other hand, Kriya Shema is the Oraisa. So maybe because of the Tmimos in you. In other words, to fulfill the mitzvah in the most preferable way, so that would trump Otadu, Shein Otadu, Otadu Koidem. Perhaps. Al Kaponim, you see, the Morik Tzila was bothered by that, and the Bir Halacha is not bothered by the Morik Tzila being bothered by that. So why do we say after Tefillah? We're ruining the Tmimos. Why don't we talk right away? So he says, Mishud the Bedoros are shown him, by Aminig Lespao Larvis Kaidim Alayla. They wanted to daven Mincha Maariv together. It was dangerous. Maybe the shul was far from their home. It was hard to get a minion together. So they would daven Mincha Maariv together. It's well known, and they would daven Maariv early. Even sometimes, if they had to, they wouldn't be makbid on plag. I mean, if it was a shasat chag, then it's for death. Akoponim, but it was quite common to daven Maariv early. But you can't count Sfira early. So by the time they, it wasn't that early apparently, so by the time they finished Ma'ariv, it would be night. So they, that's where the minig developed to say Sfira after Ma'ariv. But also you say from Kedin, Petchilos Halayla. So we kept that minig. Now, utfilos might be a chiddush, you have to know. Because if sfira is the araisa and tefillah is the rabbanon, you pashtos would not apply the rule of todah b'shena todah todah koidem to put a rabbanon before the araisa. But most poskim hold sfira is the rabbanon, so, and the rabbanon holds tefillah is the araisa. Oh, but not by the time you roll around to Ma'ariv. Unless you hold the day, because by the time you roll around to Ma'ariv, you're davened already. So even the Rambam's mode, it's the Rabban Ma'ariv.
Huh?
I said most hold Sfira's the Rabban. Then I said the Rambam holds Tfila's the Araisa. Tfila. But then I corrected myself. What? Yeah, I know, but most hold Sfira's the Rabban. Then I said, then I threw in, and you know, grounded the Rambam holds Tfila's the Araisa. And I said, but that's not true, because by the time you roll around to Ma'ariv, even the Rambam's molded. No, because you davened already. The Rambam's molded, that you only have to daven once a day. Yeah. Unless you say the day starts at night.
But
there's a concept of day. I have a whole rant on this. I mean, I get into it. There's a concept of day that starts at night and ends, starts in the day and ends at night. That's also a day. That's why chasanim fast, even though they get married at night in the winter. It's still the day of the chasanim. That's why I hold not to say tachanim. It's not quite because I chron him though. But I hold if the chasan's fasting, so it's obviously the day of his chasanim. So you don't say tachanim. Maschil and Lisbor.
Judge Gilgamesh has the whole thing of there's two kinds of years and two kinds of days.
Yeah, there's two kinds of days. There's certainly Brichas HaShachar. You make the bracha in the beginning of the day. You make it at the beginning of the day. There's certainly a concept of day where it's from when you wake up to when you go to sleep. Okay, so that's the maschil and lispar. V'noshim v'avodim p'turus v'mitzvazu shavim mitzvazeshes van gromo. There's a famous Ramban in Kiddushin which calls Sfiras Oyim and Nats van gromo. There's a machloikas. Some achronim suggest it's a mistake in the print that there was a Rosh Tevis that they copied over as Sfiras Omer. But really it said Matnas Aniyam or something like that. No, and then the Achrenim have a good time with the Ramban. Okay. Since it's Mimachras HaShabbos, it's not really tied to Tez Zayin Nisim. It's tied to the day Mimachras HaShabbos. And then Mechuyiv and all the mitzvahs of Yom Tov. So this is also a mitzvah of Yom Tov. It's Mimachras HaShabbos. This is already, when you learn Kiddushin.
It's only Halayla.
What?
Unless you say the mitzvah is only
Balaila.
It's
Balaila. It's only Balaila. So they would say, it's not Balaila, it's a din in the Tchilas Hayoy, it's not a din in Laila. It's a Shver Rambam. It's a funny Rambam. What can you do? First of all, it's good, when you learn Kiddushin and you get up to Daf Lamed, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, and you have to say Shir, so you know what even say Shir on. So you have this Rambam, so you know, you have something what to say Shir on. Because of Amogen Avraham. This is a very interesting concept. Very interesting concept. I don't remember such a Mishnah Berurah Lashon bringing down Achrayna by Tkiya Shofar. Shavu Alayu Chova. They're not going to do it. But Shavu Alayu Chova is a very strange Lashon. I don't know what to make of it.
Is that right? Quoting somebody?
He's quoting Mogen Avraham. So really, we should look at Mogen Avraham and look at Machzor Shekel, see what he says. But as we say in art school, it's beyond the scope of this year. Because of our Shulchan Shlomo Dal Kolponim Lo Yivarchu, Yitu Yom Echad. There's a common mistake in what the Shulchan Shlomo says, because the Mishnah Berurah does not quote the whole Shulchan Shlomo. People learning Mishnah Berurah assume the Mishnah Berurah means that if they'll for sure skip a day, they can't even start making a bracha, because their bracha will be a bracha lebatola, according to those shitas. But he doesn't say that. He says they won't know the din. They'll continue counting with a bracha, even though they skip the day. There's a general shaila of the achronim. If you know you're going to skip a day, let's say a guy knows he's scheduled for surgery, v'chadoyim, should he start making a bracha? Most achronim, almost many achronim, many. So, the Bahag does not hold that there's one mitzvah. There would be one mitzvah, you would make one bracha. The Bahag holds that when you miss a day, you've ruined the tmimos, so you can't count anymore. So it's quite it's not illogical to say that till the tmimos are ruined, you could make a bracha. Even if you know the tmimos will be ruined at some point in the future, but right now it's still tmimos, so there's no reason why you can't make a bracha. And the Shulchan Shlomo is not a contradiction to that, because Adarab, if anything, it's a raya. Because the Shulchan Shlomo goes on to say, "Ve'enam yodim es hadin," and they don't know the din, and he's referring to they don't know the din. That so, that's that. V'gamal pirul ve'enam yodim pirush amilus. This I don't know, man. Maybe the Mishnah just said it in a nice way that they can't count. I don't know. What milos don't they know? Hayom yom echad laomer. Ain't that much din? What? What don't they know? There's no pirush amilus. They knew how to count. They could be safer in Polish, Russian. What don't they know? Pirush Amilos of numbers. Okay. Let's see the Bir Halacha. We'll get an education. Hineidas Rambam v'Hachinuch. The Chinuch's not so clear. There's different girsos in the Chinuch. If you look at Machon Yerushalayim's Chinuch, they have like a whole piece about that, because there's different girsos in the Chinuch. You know, I'm very happy. They reprinted. They brought the old tour back. They made it user friendly. Someone made a new. They reset. No, it's not the tour that took over the world, but they redid. Somebody redid the tour now, and they reset it. And they went to Kisvei Yad. They fixed up the mistakes. But it's the good old tour. You know, it's not like. So, and there's a Shas Vilna Chodosh, which is giving Oiz Vahoda a run for their money. They also just reset the good old Gemara. They didn't do anything else but reset it, redid it, and it's a beautiful work. I even would recommend the Shul Shas Vilna Chodosh. Very, very nice. What?
It's on sale.
Yeah. So it's a very, very beautiful Shas, and it's the good old Shas. It's not Oiz Vahoda. You see, And also they just redid the tour. They made the good old tour. They reset it, and it's a beautiful work. Okay. Anyway, to the chinuch, what do they think was the chinuch taka took over the world? You can't buy an old minchas chinuch anymore. Maybe you could. Yeah, but like nobody. Hineidas a Rambam b'hachinuch shehu noyeg min ha-Torah gamato. Right. Ochin das atur va shochanok v'kama poysim shena b'zman hazeh lozeichel amikdash shekuivu haomer, that indeed it's from the day of the bringing of the omer till the day of the bringing of shnei alechem, the way the pasuk really describes it. V'chenu sugis apoysim b'zman hazeh will have many, many times, I would say countless, but then you'll all laugh. There's many times that we find a manifestation of the din that's for yosaynus d'rabbana b'zman hazeh. Okay, but the truth is, Rambam Gamkin Lavi Yechidah Ohu B'daitoi. Not a fashitus yachid, a crazy sheet, like, not normative. She Gamdas Rabbeinu Yeshaya Gamkin, who, I am a Shiboli Leket, in a race Lama Dalit, Bechinu Gamdas Rabbeinu Ben Yomin, Shom, I am a Vodavina, Bechinu Gamdas Rav Yah, or Zerua, who Masha Shom the Gamor Zerua, by the Labedino, the Gamadiver Rav Yudoi, Ramama, for its chaos. It's good to learn this. You see, Halacha doesn't pop up from Mishnah Berurah. The whole background to Halacha. But you appreciate the Mishnah Berurah. He learned through all these Sfarim before he wrote the Mishnah Berurah. Behuva be'iter. Behuva be'iter, shemloi monami be'erev shehitzid. See, he tainas like Reberch Lubinsky. Oh, no, not like Reberch Lubinsky. He tainas if he didn't moan at night and you got half the day. You only counted in the day. You can't make a bracha anymore. Hitzid. It's not tamimos. You only have half the day, not the whole day. Mashma l'chorosh who min adoyer v'loy zecher bi'alma b'dedochi ha'itul l'divrei mitam the sphere sign of the didon lesser with the araisa. That if it's not the araisa, it's not mistaver to be so makbar on tamimos. Okay. A Kaponim, look at the last three lines of the Bir Halacha. This is the salient point. Ulefiza yeshad godol minogenu. This is a strong chizuk for the common custom to be careful shelo lispor atzesa kolchavim. That we don't simply say, hey, something rabbon on the kuli, you can do it by nashmash, it's no problem. We're makbet to wait for tzeis ha-kechovim. So it has a very solid source in halacha. Because contrary to learning the Shulchan Aruch and the Noisekelim on the Shulchan Aruch, which go in the direction of Sfiras Haim being the rabbonon, there's a strong source of many Rishonim, the post-Kim Rishonim, the later Rishonim that started the development of halacha. A lot of them went in the direction that Sfir Soimid Bizman Azez the Arisa. So it's very kedai to wait for Tzeisa Kaychava. Achrei Vildas Kama Ravavosu Hu the Arisa. Achrei Kem Otsasi Kem Zeh Gam Kem Beli Yerabba. Ela Shalai Zohar Kol Hani Gedolim Shekasavdu. He just says it on his own. Okay. V'yem Shokach Lispor B'tchilas Halayla Hoylech V'soifer Kol Halayla. V'chosh L'Avu Halayla L'Nofik Adayim B'chal HaKosuf Tmimos Tiyena. The day is mitam sofek, so that's why. But really, you do lose out counting in the day. You do without a bracha because of that. Because really, you're supposed to count at night. Because it's, I think, because it's hukash l'katsira, and the katsira had to be belayla. Mitzvah kolechad lispor liatzmo. What's the chiddush of this? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. First of all, the source is the chesiv v'sfarkum lachem machmor sham mitzvah cholal kol yachid v'yachid. So the Mishnah Berurah first suggests that the point of this halacha, and the reason it's a chiddush, is that you're not yotzu with Shemei HaKa'oneh. Very big yisod, very big chiddush. Why not Shemei HaKa'oneh? No, there's no din Shemei HaKa'oneh. Each person has to count on his own. B'nei makam yizeh din usfir enikam yishom mitzvah satliya b'amir kiddush abdullah, where you could be mechavin to be yotzu and someone could be say it for you. No. There's a gilui haTorah that each person has to count. That's the pshat, the din. By the way, Krishma is also a chiddush that there's no Shema HaKa'oneh by Krishma. Avul Yesh Me'achronim Shekosvu, that's not the chiddush. That maybe you could do Shema HaKa'oneh by Sfiras Ayin. And the point is that you might think it's a mitzvah on Bezdin to count. Just like by Yovel, it's only a mitzvah on Bezdin. They're doing a national counting for the whole nation. They're doing it. Why would Sfiras Ayinah be on Bezdin? Because you're counting, it has to do with Yom Tovim, with the Kviyas of Yom Tovim. You're counting from Tes Zayin Nissen to Chag HaShavuos. So maybe it's Bezdin, it has to do with the calendar, it has to do with the Kviyas of the Yom Tov. So that's what you might think. And Shemitah and Yovel, you do find that. So there it says, the Sefarta Lecha. It's a little counterintuitive here. When the Pasuk says, Aloshen Yochid, so then we say only Bezdin has to, because it's the whole Klal Yisrael, but in the form of a Yachid. So it's appropriate for the Pasuk to talk Lashon Yachid. It's a Farta Lecha. I'm as counterintuitive what you might think. But when it says a Lashon Rabim, then it's talking to all these people. And it's saying, you people should count. So that's a Lashon Rabim. When you talk to a multitude of people, you use a Lashon Rabim. But, and therefore, if this is the point of this halacha, that each one has to count, lafukei bezdin, so Shemaya is ka'oneh. Because there's no more source that you don't say Shemaya ka'oneh. By Sfiras Ayinah. Avu be'emesim shoma mechaveiro shel sovar, v'eskaving lotzeis, v'gam chaveiro kiveng lahotziyo, yotzo, k'mo b'chol makom, v'kaimel on Shemaya ka'oneh. So it's a shayla. V'chol zeh b'sfira, all this is by Sfira, but the bracha, certainly you could be Yotze, like by any bracha, or most brachas, that you could have someone else be Motzi you. Miu kol Yisrael, at the minute, you call Echa Mavorech Vasaifa Liatzmoy, and you should see them shuckle by the bracha. Wow. The Sfira is like an afterthought almost. They go, Bodruch, Ato, Yom Yomichon.
Where's that come
from? I don't know. Because the Sotan, wants to steer you away. Because no one knows what they're doing when they count for your assignment. So they figured, oh, might as well have Kavanah by the bracha. They ain't so... What?
Yeah?
does a veggie cake,
what's
what it's all
what's
about.
What?
Bus is an angel. Experience coma.
Oh, oh.
He said, you guys don't know. You don't know nothing about it.
And I'm with Asiris Eifa, by the way, in case people are here looking at each other, hoping that someone will tell them what it is. Kozvu Achronim, Sphira Mutta B'choloshon, Ubulabach Yovan also Aloshon, Vim Eino Maven, unlike other things. See, when we give the test on this, we're going to say, what's two ways that Sphira Saimer is not like other mitzvahs Dibur? So one answer is, according to some Shitas, is Zonesh Meyaka Oneh. And the other answer is that by other things, if you say it in Hebrew, you do not have to know what it means. That's what's special about Lashon Kodesh. Most of the time, virtually always, Sphiras Omer is different. You have to know what you're talking about. And this is maybe a problem with Bali Tshuva and other people, that they don't know Pashut the words that they're saying. And it's a big, then you should count in a different language. Saying it in Lashon Kodesh is not enough, like by other mitzvahs, or davening, or kiddush, or abdallah, but Lashon Kodesh is special. Here you have to know what you say, because you're counting. It's not like you're saying words. You're counting. It's really a conceptual mitzvah, not really a mitzvah samira. That's probably why there's no Shema Koine either, perhaps. A fiddle sipa b'loshon kodesh and a yotze, b'chivin b'loyonga maikomar, ein zer sfira. Look at the Shar HaTziyun, Vav. Bogan Avram, v'el yorabu b'chok yakob, v'avshem b'chok mokum, yotzen b'loshon kodesh, avu b'sheinu meivin. As we said before in Simon Samach Beis, Hochav Gora, because it's felt in Sphira. Okay, we'll stop here.
By the first part of your Kriyishma.